heck?
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and DP, and of course we're back with more of Shale Hail Secrets. Sorry we didn't give it to you, but I gave you so much hours of AVN last week, you shouldn't even complain.
So many.
Shit, 3.5 hours. That was one fucking day of just recording. I don't think Emily got the memo that exes can't be friends, but she wants to have lunch with me for some reason, maybe to even get back with me. I'm still not sure how I feel about that. In any case, she might have information on the app. How to steer the conversation toward that without being too obvious? I think the restaurant is close to the town hall. Emily already has a table. She looks like she's settling in. I wonder if she'll be surprised that I actually showed up. There's a good chance she didn't expect me to take her up on her offer. Unable to tell her I'm here, I simply walk forward. Grim, it's good to see you. Well, that's typical. I can't tell if she's surprised, pleased, or annoyed. Emily has feelings, I know that. She doesn't show them, though. Pretty early for wine. Probably. I gave it a 50-50 chance you'd come. You did invite me. Yes, I don't mind you being here. It's nice, actually. Nice to have me here? Does she remember who broke up with who? I'm not sure what I should do. Challenger? Let it slide? Shit, I'm supposed to be above caring about what Emily thinks about me, but I guess it's harder than I thought. What should I say?
Nice to see you too.
Thank you. Emily breaks a smile. I wonder if my attitude surprised her. It's been a while since we saw each other. That time at the mall didn't count? We ran into each other, that's different. We didn't see each other, not like people. I hope so, you weren't exactly nice. Let's not try and spoil the mood with ancient history. I have a nice glass of wine, pasta, and some company. Overall, it's a good day. I need to steer this conversation towards the app. Emily's father apparently is the vendor of the security system the university uses. If anyone knows anything, it'd be her, but I can't just dive right in. So if Cedric isn't a new boyfriend, then who is he? We can talk about that later. How is Leah? Did you tell her you were going to see me? There's Emily, bluntly changing the subject. No, I didn't. I really felt like she didn't need to know. Is that because she doesn't like me? Among other reasons, yes. Other reasons. I don't know. Leah and I were pretty close at one point. And you aren't anymore? I wouldn't say that, but I don't see much of her. But you live together. But we both got our own things, so... I paused typing for a moment to think. How much do I want to tell Emily? Emily clearly notices the pause and bends her head slightly as though curious. We don't interact much anymore. That's sad. It's what happens. Grow up and apart. Maybe you should have gone into journalism. With no voice? No. I mean, from what I've heard, most journalists basically sit in home offices and churn out opinion pieces. That's not... As a former journalist, yes. It isn't so much about hard-hitting interviews and investigations anymore. Yeah, they wanted me to tell the interview in my own words instead of the fucking artist. I thought that was the dumbest shit ever.
Didn't sound like a journalist.
Well, they're like, it's about finding your voice.
Opinion pieces.
Well, they told me, the editor said, it's about your voice and discovering your voice as a writer. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not the one.
Well, you have a style.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, they wanted me to basically take the question and answer interview and write it in the form of an article. Instead of having me answer the questions, they wanted me basically to, I don't know, I don't like that. I like it where people can hear exactly what the artist is saying.
Verbatim.
So that nothing gets switched up or mixed up. And a lot of these websites do that. They change something. And then
in text, things can be taken out of context way easier than verbally.
Yeah. That's not how Leah sees it. Leah's old school. Like me, she is. That's why I left, because I'm old school. I kept telling her pursuing that career is worthless. Nobody pays you for telling the truth. And nobody even wants the truth. Yes, they don't want the truth. They'd rather have lies that make the algorithm happy. Leah hates hearing things like that. I know, that's why she doesn't like me, because she thinks I'm a selfish cynic. But the dislike isn't mutual. I quite like her. You never told her that. It never came up. I've never told her I dislike her either. That is true. Actually, it's pretty rare that Emily talks about liking or disliking someone now that I think about it. About this guy, Cedric. Do you think information tech is a good fit for you? Emily cuts me off like she didn't even hear me. It's a better fit for me. So a better one, but not a great one. I can't really deny that. IT work is not what I'd imagine I'd be doing, but it isn't that bad. I feel like I still have the opportunity to do important and meaningful things in my position. But position behind, not in front. You don't do well in the back. It's hard to leave without a voice. What do you want me to say?
Hard to leave without a voice? Hold on, I'm reading. Better I find a role that fits me. I'm relieved I'm not in a leadership position. Actually, I think I'm pretty good from behind. That one sounds good. He's confident.
That one?
Yeah.
Pretty good from behind. Okay. Stop being a ham, you.
A ham?
I shrug coquettishly.
No, I'm a steak, a beefsteak.
And give her a wink. Speaking
You're
of
a
the
pork
I.
Chop.
Speaking of the IT lab, I learned something pretty interesting recently. I think your dad was involved in making the admin application for the IT laboratory. Yes, I know. She didn't shut me down immediately. That's good. I knew your dad was working in cybersecurity, but I didn't know he was a developer. It's a recent thing. Recent as in recently? No, of course not. She's just talking. My head is swimming with this stuff. I'm getting triggered by random word associations. He's the CEO of the company. He left his old one and started a new one. I think he felt it could do better. Why are we talking about my dad? She looks visibly annoyed. I just thought it was interesting that he worked on the app. It's not interesting, it's dumb. Dumb. Yes, dumb. Sounds like you're letting your emotions get to you. I do have them. This relates to an argument between my dad and me. It's got nothing to do with you, so... Shit, Emily doesn't want to talk about this, but I still have so many questions. I'd say to wait for a better time, but I can't really do that. What do you think? I got a few questions about the app.
Oh, let's say if you have any problems with your dad, you can tell me. Ease into it, if possible.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing to do with you. As I said, I'd rather move on. So let's not do that. Okay, go ask tech support. I'm not my dad's business. I don't know anything he does, and I don't care to. Is there anything? Do you know about recently?
I think.
Recently? Recently what?
Nope.
Doesn't she know?
That's right. I'm a genius.
I'm not my dad's business. I don't know anything he does. I don't care to. She gives the same answer regardless.
Well, but...
But, hold on. What about recently? Doesn't... Nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she says...
Read it twice.
It says the same... I'm not to be a, about to be a go-between for you and him, so if you're angling for a job after graduation, I'm the wrong person to talk to.
Yeah, see, she's getting the wrong idea. You need a third option...
She says the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it's better to be the third one.
No. I'm not talking to you because I want to get a job. It's the same answer every time.
Yeah.
No, you're making conversation. I get it. It's just what happened, you know? What do you mean? I see your face. You look exactly the same way you did, but you talked to me by typing it on your phone. It's so weird. I've gotten used to it. Tell me, Grim, do people look down on you? Do people not realize what you were like? I pause momentarily, a bit confused about what Emily is getting at. Your face is still the same, but it's hard for me to recognize you without your voice. The velvet voice? No, it has nothing to do with whether your voice is nice or not. You could have sounded like a siren and I wouldn't have minded. But losing your voice came with a personality change, didn't it? Personality change? Did it? Am I a different person than I was before? I suppose, but wouldn't that be inevitable? My greatest asset was my voice. When I lost it, I had to make some adjustments. No. No? What does she mean by no? Your voice wasn't your greatest asset at all. I don't understand. I know, it's difficult to explain. Sorry, I didn't mean to make this about us, but the last time we talked about this, really talked about it, was a while ago. And I guess if we're going to see each other, we ought to make clear where we stand. Emily wants to know where we stand. I guess I shouldn't be surprised that she's being so straightforward about this, but I kinda am. How'd she expect me to respond? So, where's that? I thought you could tell me. She wants me to tell her where we stand? What's she trying to get me to say? For what reason? But I guess I'd rather know how she feels about me before I tell her anything about how I feel. I guess that makes sense. I'd rather you tell me. She considers me carefully. I sometimes forget about how methodical Emily is about everything. What if I told you that your answer would influence mine? I know you well enough to say that probably isn't true. You're just trying to coax an answer out of me. Maybe so, but that's impossible to know unless you tell me. This conversation is going in circles. I don't know what to think. I thought I was through with Emily, but now that I've talked to her, is it time to reevaluate? How do I really feel about her? I think I'm over her. We want to check different girls out. I can't bring myself to have any feelings at all for her, good or bad. Kinda sad considering what we used to have, but it's probably the healthiest way I've thought about her for a long time. Okay, so what do I do now? Tell her the truth? She clearly wants me to put myself in the vulnerable position. For what purpose, I wonder? Everything Emily does is calculated, but I know that in her heart, no matter what Leah may think, that Emily is not a bad person. She's very defensive, that's all. I should tell her the truth. I feel like at this point I got very few lingering feelings, good or bad. Huh, that's interesting. Interesting? Yes, you implied that you wouldn't care. That makes it sound rather harsh. I think it's good that we've moved on to a different stage. And to a stage where we're friends? Yes, I suppose. That year when you and me and Valerie were in the student council, I remember it very fondly. They were less complicated days. You don't realize how good times are until they're gone. Yes, I do miss them. I even miss Leah. Even though you clashed a lot, I respect her even though I don't understand her. I knew she wanted to protect you. Yes, from you. Yeah, she did. She was so cute. I think she thought I was a corrupting influence on you. Little did she know I was already rotten. Yep, we're both rotten, ambitious people, but I'm continuing on the conveyor belt to total depravity while you're getting off. How's that? I'm researching law schools. Yikes, is that why you're hanging out with Cedric? Are you guys both gonna take up law? Oh, come on, you're not still probing about Cedric, are you? I'm just trying to make conversation. Cedric is a partner for a separate project. What kind of project? I'm not ready to unveil it yet. I have a powerful enemy. I nearly laugh at that. The way she says enemy, she makes it sound like she's boasting about it. It takes me a second to realize she's not trying to be ironic. A powerful enemy? Like who? Just someone powerful. Do I know them? Q&A is over. Keeping secrets? Of course, anything worth doing is done in secret. But I don't have any time left, unfortunately. Ooh, I don't trust her.
No.
Anything worth doing is done in secret?
Yep, he broke it off.
I did say this would have to be short. You did. I gotta go back to my apartment. It was good to patch things up a little with you. Maybe our next encounter won't be as awkward. I hope so. I love your cologne, by the way. I'm a little surprised you wore it. You're going to laugh. What, it's not cologne I'm smelling? I didn't even shower this morning. Emily looks confused for a flash. That is embarrassing. It's nice to know my stink isn't so bad. I don't want to encourage you not to bathe, so forget I said anything. It's hard not to. Actually, I think I'm never going to let you forget about this. But I really want to take a shower. Why don't you use mine? Use yours? Why not? Seems like things have improved a little between us. I live pretty close by. I don't see an issue with you using my shower. I shake my head in reflexive dismissal, but Emily has none of that. I'm not offering just to be polite. It's a serious offer. Just to use the shower? It would be weird, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I've used friend showers.
Yeah, but when you were dating him? I mean, I don't know.
He's not dating her.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're not dating them anymore, isn't it kind of weird?
Yeah,
I don't care if it's weird.
If I want to shower, I want to shower.
Inviting me up just to use your shower? I suppose it's possible. Although I have a feeling something else might happen, too. My male instincts rise just a little. I can feel it. I know I swore off Emily, but it's strange how your mind can immediately start to shift as the hormones kick off. Do I go?
Go with her. Why not? What's the worst
thing? I'll accept the offer. As long as you don't spend too long in there. I have bills, you know. I'm not made of money. Emily, only you would invite someone over, only to remind them not to outstay their welcome. Well, I'm just reminding you. Right. With one finger, Emily signals the waiter who puts down a check. Instinctively, I reached to pay for it. The contact is electrifying. Emily's hand, soft, smooth, like how I remember. I suddenly want to hold it again and feel the warmth through her fingers, but I can't. After all, I kind of need my hands to talk. I give Emily a sheepish grin. We should probably split it evenly. Yes.
But he ain't anything.
Literally unable to argue, I nod in agreement. Most AVN characters don't eat anything. Hell, I didn't even eat anything in Cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah.
There was a question, there was a thing where it says, eat jambalaya. So I was eating it, but the plate wasn't going anywhere. It was just sitting there. And after we're done, it's like, okay, are you ready? It's like, nobody even ate anything. I was trying to get a mod for finished bowls, so at least it would look like they finished their plate.
Give me some jambalaya now, you done got me.
Oh, man, it was good jambalaya, too, that they were making.
I bet.
An apartment in the center of town? Fancy. I don't think I've ever been to your apartment since you moved from your parents. Well, it's my home, I guess. You don't like it? I like it. The negotiation, the contract, the purchasing, the mortgage was all a pain in the ass. I'm not sure it was worth it. Wait a second, you own it? My dad taught me never to rent. Where did you get the money? I have a mortgage? Emily looks genuinely confused at me, as though the answer were incredibly obvious, before she enters through the front. Damn, she really owns her apartment without an established career? That's impressive.
Well, she does have a rich family.
Hold on, is that like... Okay, I didn't know what animations were what. Man, this little tiny building has a pretty nice elevator. I think nothing of going inside, but as the slow elevator starts lurching upward, I suddenly realize my mistake. I haven't taken a shower, and I'm in an enclosed space with Emily. Emily sniffs the air, clearly noting it, but saying little. She doesn't react how I think. First, a flush comes across her skin, giving her the impression of someone suddenly feeling shy. It's almost like she's fighting the urge to stand a little closer to me, to look at me. I can feel her breath deepening, sighing, shuddering. Like a strange emotion is pulling inside her. An emotion that she doesn't like, but can't resist.
Got those pheromones.
I notice something else. Her thighs start to rub together. I only notice because my eyes are now glued to the reflection in the elevator's chrome. Fuck, I notice her every little movement. I'm getting a bit of what she's getting now. Now that my male instincts are kicking up, I'm getting hot and bothered to be between those thighs of hers. The elevator is quite warm, isn't it? She ain't kidding. Emily's words come out pretty heavy, warm and thick like jungle mist. I can't help but note how turned on she is, and then my nose starts to suddenly pick up Emily's scent. Emily's heady scent, rather, which is getting to be as noticeable as mine. I have to squeeze my fist to avoid doing something. Shit, these feelings are coming fast. When the elevator pings, it's a relief. Oh good, we're here. We head straight for her apartment. My eyes are absolutely glued to her ass, especially as she picks up speed in front of me. A little excited, a little frightened. I notice how clumsy she is with the lock, like she's constantly getting distracted. I know exactly how she's feeling. I'm feeling it too. Of course, I'm incapable of noticing anything in her apartment. I'm immediately face to face with her, watching her glowing skin, hazed eyes, and parted lips. The shower. She may have invited me up here for simply the shower. Maybe she didn't. All I know is, if I take a risk, something might happen.
I'd say kiss her, see what happens.
We don't want to invite that. Because we'll end up on her path, and then we can't check any of the other girls out. That's how these work.
Figure you could go around like being a dick and fuck everything.
Sometimes, but not all of them. It takes a bit of willpower to put my hand on the cell phone, even then I'm shaking. Should get to that shower. Yeah, I guess. It's in the back. You can let yourself out once you're done. Thanks. What was that about? I may not be attracted to Emily anymore, but that doesn't mean my body can't react on its own. If I didn't leave, I may have restarted what I swore off. I guess she still has feelings for me. Emily feels as intensely as anyone else. They just come out in cracks. I jump in the shower and turn it on maximum cold. I really need it. She's not here. I guess she was serious when she told me to let myself out. Huh. I guess we can't address what just happened. That's probably a good thing, actually. Let's leave before I get drawn into something else. I was not trying to get on her path. I still got some time to continue my investigation. Where to next?
I can't remember where we were in the bar. We went to the... I think we went to the Comet.
No, we didn't. We went to the university administration.
Oh, okay. We went to the park because of the dog walking girl.
The mall is muddling along as always. Fat kids waddling like penguins, old people wandering around, and homeless people who come in to get out of the weather. I don't know if the guy in the picture is actually homeless, but I'm running off the assumption he is. And the mall is a good place to find people like that. Problem is, I'm not seeing anyone who looks like this guy. I could ask around, but that presents its own problems. I really only know one person here. Kristen of Cram Comics. There's absolutely no hope she's going to be any help, but I have no lead, so I'll try pretty much anything. Here it goes! When I enter, Kristen sees me and without expression moves behind the counter. Oh...
$899 for that. For that in the window there.
Yeah.
They can keep it.
Look, dude, I was trying to look up a Resident Evil plant, the plant version of Alexia. They were selling it for $500. I was like, because someone's like, oh, that thing didn't exist. Yeah, somebody came on my BitChute. Like, one guy comes on my BitChute and asks. And I'm like, oh yeah, that thing existed. And then I showed it to him and I said, by the way, wouldn't happen to have $500 on you that you'd be willing to
win.
Yeah. I want that thing. She watches it.
$500 can do so much.
Something that's actually useful.
Of course, art. I support art, but I make
do
art.
Too, but... She watches as I start browsing, but not in a casual way. She actually watches. It's that uncomfortable feeling when a salesman buzzes over your shoulders, but knowing Kristen, it's with added moral judgment. I'm having no fun looking at comics. Well, you're looking at the wrong fucking comics then, aren't ya? Sorry, we do run a comics channel here. I better just talk to Kristen. Kristen looks at me with mild impatience as I whip out my phone. That's right, my phone. She had the gall to criticize my phone. She said something about the Andes and Sherpas or something. Hold on, let me look at something real quick. Customization. Settings. Audio. Okay, everything's up. Okay, cool. She said something about the Andes and Sherpas or something. Yeah, and then Hank told me she was wrong about it too. Am I gonna let her get away with that? Or do I just get this over and do my investigation? First of all, you were wrong about the Andes. Have you seen this man? Sherpas live in Tibet, not the Andes, and... You ignorant fuck. What? You think that Sherpas are glued to Mount Everest? Glued to Mount Everest? What is she suggesting? These Sherpas move from Tibet to the Andes. What? So ignorant to assume indigenous people can't move from place to place. That is true. I can. Are you telling me a group of Sherpas moved all the way from Tibet to the Andes to form an ethical cell phone manufacturing collective? Yes. I don't believe you. It doesn't matter what you think is true, and you embarrass yourself by questioning me. Unlike you, I have an interest in cultures that aren't just my own. And yet you haven't realized where you work.
One of those bitches.
What do you mean? You manage a comic book store. So? Are you kidding? Comics are the most American thing there is. They literally are. Let's see what she tries to say, though, because I will, in real time, dispute it. So? I guarantee you the first comic book in the world is American. It's not. It's French. The first strip is French. No, it's not. Look it up.
I have a French comic book.
No, I refuse. I don't need to look. Go on. You know it is. Did you actually come here for a reason, or are you just trying to piss me off? Hank didn't place an order. Yes, actually. I pulled out the picture and showed it to Kristen. Who is that? Do you know him? Never seen him, I think. You think? I see a lot of people. Looks like a real jerk, though. You don't know that. Actually, he kind of looks like an ass to me, too, but I'm going to use every opportunity I can to puncture holes in her self-righteousness. It's too bad, though. I was really hoping that she'd know who the guy was. Even though I knew coming in here was probably going to turn out fruitless. If you aren't here for a comic book, I have some stalking I could be doing. I want your filthiest book. You only make yourself stupid when you ask for things like that. Why is that? Excuse me for a second. Please watch over the store. She sighs and walks over to the superhero comic section and plucks one out of the stands. She walks out of the store and out of sight. I'm paralyzed by confusion. What the hell did I set in motion? It takes her less than a minute to come back. When she does, she heads straight for me and presses the comic in my hands. Our filthiest comic. It's covered in dirt, as I said. Yeah, I see what you did there. That is funny. I don't have any. Comic books are for children and man children.
Fuck that guy.
You own a comic book store. Yes, do you think people who work at toy shops also play with toys? But wait a second, I know what to do. I'd like your graphic novel recommendation, please. Oh, in that case, I'd recommend Scylla. Got that one. No, I'm not reading it on the channel. What is that about? Is that fantasy? It's about the Asperani crisis, and I don't... That's why I didn't read it. I don't care. Katiristan. The what? It is... Okay. I see it. You haven't heard of the Asperani crisis? Oh, wow. So Scylla is actually the name of a... Let's not talk about that. I googled that and I found something that people may actually appreciate.
Well, then...
So why don't you... Well, I can't tell them, can't tell you what it is, but just Google Scylla Comics and you will find something and you'll be like, oh my god, Grim. I don't think the developer of the game meant that to happen, but there you go, guys. Enjoy. You haven't heard of the Asperani crisis? I'll tell you after the show. Seriously, like a million people died? You should know about it. I haven't even heard of Katiristan, let alone Asha What's It. Sounds really depressing. That's the price of being well-informed. Do you want a copy? No, thank you. Enjoy blissful ignorance. Okay, so now I'm curious. What happens when we pick a random book? I pull out a random book and place it on the counter. Archie fan? Apparently the artist drew the characters naked and the inker had to draw them back on. I wonder if that's true. They can get pretty perverted. Hank would love them. I didn't look at the price, I hope it's cheap as I push it over the counter. She quickly rings it up. It's more expensive than I want to pay, but I'm paying for Kristen's time rather than anything else. The girl is so smug. I can never seem to avoid getting into arguments with her. By the way, the Archie comics are good, especially the Archie zombie one.
Yeah.
That's
Archie
taken...
versus Predator.
The Archie zombie is taken seriously.
Yeah.
All the horror Archie, like Vampironica and all that stuff, stuff is all real good. Her personality is garbage, but I don't know. What do I really think about Kristen? Is she cute? She's not even that cute. I'm not even slightly interested, if I'm honest. That is not the kind of woman I would date. I don't even know why I stopped in. I'll wait for night to come, then I'll try again. I do not like her. She's all about the... You don't know about the people and blah, 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 blah. I can talk about the people and blah, 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 but...
you can bring up butt sex. She's like, well, have you heard about the tribe of butt sexians and the Ashwagandha River? And
the butt sexians.
Everyone knows that. I'm surprised. Millions of people's anuses got ruined in it. I'm surprised you hadn't done your research.
You haven't done your research. You don't know anything about the Buxetia people. A short nap, then I'll be ready to continue tonight. Okay, so we go tonight. Let's try this. I'm hoping I can find Sam's phone tonight. Alright. Not going back to the comic shop.
The bar? Bar at night. Probably more active.
Yeah. But also, the straightest man in the world is there.
Yeah, he would point out some creepy dude.
He would.
Hey.
Salutations, bucko. Any news?
Yeah, the world here.
Nah, sorry, still looking. Thanks. Getting thirsty? Want a drink? No, not right now, but I appreciate it. That was no fucking use. That did not work. University Administration? The admin building is closed at night. There isn't anyone to let me in, so going during the day would be more productive.
I guess just the one.
The comic shop ain't gonna be open.
I don't know. What the fuck, dude? Pick the one we hadn't picked.
Drop by the mall at night, but instead come by during the day. Okay, so So why in the world are we giving these choices any fucking way?
What about the bar and accept the drink? Can you accept the drink?
No. No, it literally just goes through. That's it. There's nothing you can do.
Well, I guess.
That was a waste of fucking time.
Yeah.
Why do they even give me those options? I'm about to conclude my work for the day when. A call, it's Sam. Did she find her phone? Wait a second. Shit, what am I thinking? I know Sam's phone was stolen. I have a picture of the thief. Of course she doesn't have her phone back. Which means, unless Sam got a new SIM card, this person who is calling could be the thief. I suddenly sit like a ramrod on my chair, my heart racing, very aware that I'm about to have a conversation with a criminal. What does he want from me? Is he stalking me? Why has he called my number? Fuck, I'd better answer. This is an opportunity I can't let slide. I press the button and hold the phone to my ear. Hey, Grim. Oh, sweet relief. Sam did get her phone back, or she got a new one with a new SIM card. The latter seems more likely, honestly. I rarely get calls, probably because most people assume I can't talk on the phone. But actually, it's a cinch. I have a special app that lets me type out responses, and then the voice synthesizer blares out to the person on the other end. New phone? Yeah, I know I probably could have texted, but I guess I like hearing your voice. I didn't know you liked British robots so much. Oh yeah, British robots, If you get any more excited, I'm afraid I'm going to have to swap over to the German robot voice. Aha, anyway, I was just calling to say it's safe to call and text me. And you know, to stop worrying about my phone. You were worrying, weren't you? She's kidding, but also more than she knows. Sure, I guess you couldn't figure out who the thief was. Well, I don't know about the thief. For all I know, I accidentally flushed it down the toilet. That's right, Sam doesn't necessarily know it was stolen. She must assume she lost track of it. You still need to get your phone back. If someone breaks into it, they could pull a lot of data. Aw, man, stop it with your reality checks. I was finally feeling relaxed. Mr. British Robot isn't soothing at all. Britannia rules the waves, by jingo. So I gotta find this phone, huh? It'll be best for your safety. I'm guessing there's all kinds of ways to break into a cell phone. You said it. I did report that phone is missing, so I just have to cross my fingers. And lost phones turn up at the IT lab all the time, so maybe I'll find it. That'd be great. Thanks for being such a pal, Grim. Drop by anytime if you would like to hang out. Thanks. Sam hangs up. It's good that Sam got her phone back, but that actually complicates my own investigation. The phone probably isn't usable now, meaning I've got fewer chances to identify the thief. All in all, this is good news, but this doesn't change much about the phone situation. I've got to go even harder with the footwork. Sam, I can't say you don't make things interesting. It's funny, if someone asked me about Sam Hunter only a few years ago, all I could say was that she was one of the girls in the punk clique at school. I would never have guessed that she'd become one of my closest friends given how rocky things started out between us. Something she said before hanging up, it reminds me of that day at the lake out behind the school. Thanks for being such a pal, Grim. You're a lifesaver. I had no idea that the budget form had to be turned in within 3 days. I could have screwed the whole semester. You are, without a doubt, the best robot vice president ever. I grin, clumsily typing out a reply, still getting used to the type-to-voice app. Haha, you are welcome, human. I think that's one of the reasons I warmed up to Sam so fast. She was the first person who stopped treating me like some wounded animal after my surgery. Can I be honest? This whole student council president gig, I feel like I'm in way over my head. It's like every day I'm one big muck-up from complete disaster. I'm starting to think it was a mistake for me to even run for the position. That was one thing that bugged me about Sam. She was compassionate and patient with everyone except herself. Look, you're new at this. You just need to learn the ropes. Val, M, and me, we've been involved with student government for years. Once you learn the ins and outs, you'll do great. Thanks, Grim. If it wasn't for you being here, I'm sure I would have tanked the whole student government by now. No problem. Just try and go a little easier on yourself. You're going to drive yourself nuts otherwise. Aw, man, I thought they'd be out here. I'm telling you, once you meet my friends, I know you'll all dig each other. Maybe they're running late. They should be by soon. All right, hey, is it okay to be out here? We're not trespassing, are we? Oh, it's fine. Relax. Get that stick out of your butt, man. If you're really nervous, I suppose we can see if there's some kind of loitering permit we can apply for. Maybe, but you probably forget to mail it in before the deadline. Ass. Sam laughs and punches me playfully in the arm. Then she looks over the lake, her face framed in the setting sunlight. I see her energy shift as she inhales deeply, taking in the scene. God, I love it here. I don't know if I'd be able to make it through high school if I didn't love this place. I could understand why. The lake was bathed in golden light, and the late spring air was sweet and fresh. The place seemed to have some kind of aura to it that melted away all the stress and anxiety of life. Maybe it was the energy that cast some spell over me, but suddenly I felt a powerful urge to be closer to Sam. I think she felt the same way, as we both seemed to be inching up next to one another, close enough to feel the heat of our bodies. And then we were lost in each other's gaze. It was like I was suddenly possessed. I just wanted her. Suddenly, she's close enough that I can feel her breath. My heart races, my thoughts leave me, but our bodies seem to know what to do, shifting to face one another. Oh, I don't know if we're going to have time for this. Suddenly, she's close enough that I can feel her breath. My heart races, my thoughts leave me, but our bodies seem to know what to do, shifting to face one another. Where did this come from, this lust for Sam? It didn't matter. I had no interest in fighting it. It was all too much to resist, and we leaned into... Sam Cakes, where you at, girl? Shaken loose of whatever spell we were under, Sam's cheeks flushed, and I imagine mine did the same. Looks like my friends are finally here. Come on, let's go meet them. Just as quickly as the moment came, it was gone, and we awkwardly left the spot to go find the others. We never talked about that moment. We just went back to being friends and working on the student council together like nothing had happened. Maybe just a couple of young people wrapped up in the beautiful sunset and getting taken for a ride by their hormones. Or maybe my feelings for Sam are stronger than I realize. Okay, so this is where we're going to end it for now, guys. We will see you back here with more Shale Hale Secrets. I am out.